This is The Pulse with stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. I'm Mike and Scott. The news buzz related to the Olympic Games in Brazil has mostly been hijacked by mosquitoes this year and talk about risks related to the Zika virus and birth defects. But now researchers in Brazil are quietly beginning to question that Zika alone is responsible for the rise in microcephaly cases. We wanted to know more about this, so we reached out to Will Carlos. He is a senior correspondent for Public Radio International. He lives in Rio de Janeiro, and I asked Will, what is the thinking now in terms of what's causing these birth defects?
Well, so the best theory at the moment from the experts that I've been talking to over the last couple of days is that Zika is involved somehow, that it's sort of combining with something else. There are all sorts of different theories. It might be combining with the dengue virus or chikungunya virus. So it might be people who've had perhaps dengue in the past and then they've had Zika, and that sort of combination has led to these problems. There is a theory that it might be linked to a disease that is initially carried by cows, which is a bacterial disease. That's what some researchers are looking at. They're going to be looking into whether it's linked to any sorts of pesticides or agricultural products. So they're really running the gamut. But what they're basically saying is that they don't think that it's just Zika that has caused these problems. And the reason for that is that you've only really seen a big spike in the number of cases of microcephaly in northeastern Brazil. You haven't seen it in all the other places where there are hundreds of thousands of cases of Zika.
Does it seem like we panicked too soon and in vain?
It does to me, yeah. I mean, I've been tearing my hair out over this almost literally for weeks, because I've been harping on about this on Twitter and to anyone who will listen, just sort of saying, look, there has been no corresponding increase in cases of microcephaly anywhere other than northeastern Brazil. Now, there's Zika in a lot of different places, so there's got to be some other explanation for this. And I feel a bit vindicated in that now the Brazilian government is acknowledging this and is saying, right, we really do need to go and figure out what's doing this, because it doesn't seem to be just straight Zika.
Do you feel the games are really overshadowed, if not ruined, by all this Zika talk? I know they're just starting, but still.
I'm enormously frustrated by it, to be honest. There was a cover, this month's cover of the New Yorker magazine, for example, shows athletes from around the world sprinting down the track, being chased by a plague, you know, a cloud of mosquitoes. And I think that that's irresponsible and wrong. I mean, first of all, there are very few mosquitoes in Rio at this time of year anyway. Most locals don't bother with repellent at this time of year because there just aren't the mosquitoes there. You're not getting bitten. I can't remember the last time I saw a mosquito in Rio. In the summer, sure, there are lots of mosquitoes here and you've got to be more careful. So that's the first thing. But the second thing is that again, going back to it, I mean, the underlying panic, the underlying reason that everyone was freaking out about Zika was because of its link to microcephaly, or its supposed link to microcephaly. And that's not been proven. It's still very much in the theoretical phase. And so I think it's irresponsible and wrong. And I do think it's sort of overshadowing the Olympics somehow. But also, when you hear things like the American women's soccer team goalkeeper who's told the media that she's not going to leave her hotel room unless it's to go out and play games or to train. And you think, look, I mean, you've come to Rio. It's one of the world's great cities in a fantastic country. I just feel like people need to do a little bit more homework and take a deep breath and kind of stop panicking and, you know, just read a little more, I guess.
Another issue we've been hearing a lot about is the water quality and some issues with that. Aquatic Olympians have been cautioned to close their mouths, basically, and to avoid a lot of contact with the water. What are the issues here?
Well, flipping the script now, I mean, as far as the water quality issues are concerned, I don't think we can give enough attention to them. I think that that's, I mean, the every body of water, every inland body of water in this city is befouled and disgusting and full of trash and full of pollutants and full of bacteria and human waste and everything else. So I'm very glad that the eyes of the public are being placed on that, although it's not a very pretty sight.
Is there any hope that the water might get cleaned up as a result of the Olympics?
There's always hope, but I've done a lot of investigating into the money that was frankly wasted or stolen. The government here was given billions of dollars to go out and clean the Guanabara Bay, and it either frittered away, wasted, or stole the money, and it wasn't done. I mean, the Guanabara Bay should have been cleaned up over the last decade or so, and it still hasn't been. Now, I keep referring to this body of water. For your listeners who don't know, the Guanabara Bay is an enormous bay which sort of stretches far inland, and sort of Rio straddles one side of it, and there's a city called Niterói on the other one, but it dominates, you know, much of the city. Will the officials be embarrassed enough to get this sorted out? Will the money be forthcoming? Will it not be stolen or lost through corruption? There's hope. Not a lot of hope, but there is some hope.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Anytime. Thanks.
That's Will Carlos. He is a senior correspondent for Public Radio International, and he lives in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And by the way, Will told me that he believes that despite all the problems and the trouble leading up to the games, the athletes and visitors will fall in love with Brazil anyway.